One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome. Happy Saturday. Happy almost Christmas. We have finally made it to a fun, probably for many, long holiday weekend. And that means also a big weekend of football. This is the return of Saturday games. So I'm coming to you a day early in part because of that, in part because I will myself be on the road tomorrow morning. But we have two games here on Saturday. We have full slate on Sunday, then a Monday night game. Then we have a couple of days off and we pick things back up on Christmas Day, Thursday night, Saturday again next week. So a lot of football coming over the next few days. Very crucial time in the fantasy season. For most, it would be the fantasy semifinals. Very crucial time in the NFL season. Only three games left in the regular season. So let's dive in. Before we talk about what's to come, let's talk about what we saw on Thursday night. Thursday's game against the Broncos and the Chargers was huge for a lot of reasons. First, it was the first Thursday night football game flexed into Thursday night. They made that announcement a couple of weeks ago, so these teams flexed into a short week. I can't remember precisely which game got flexed out, but this one got flexed in. Broncos came in one game up at 9-5, while the Chargers were 8-6. Both teams currently in the wildcard playoff picture. Neither has locked up their playoff spot, and that remains the case. After the game, the Broncos took a huge early lead, scoring touchdowns on their first three drives, but the Chargers had an incredible second half, ended up winning the game 34-27. Both teams now sit at 9-6. The Chargers and the Ravens, the two other teams in that would be currently in the wild card, own tiebreakers over the Broncos, which would pretty much leave them locked into the seventh seed. Both the Broncos and the Chargers have at least an 80% chance of making the playoffs still, but there are teams that are still alive that were watching that result pretty closely. That includes the Colts, the Bengals, and the Dolphins, who are all 6-8. They all have huge games this week. We'll be curious to see if they get wins. They move to 7-8, stay within two games with two to play. Broncos and Chargers simply need wins or ties in either of the last two games to get into the playoffs, or losses by those three teams. So that's going to be something to watch as we go through the rest of this week and then go into next week. Actually, two of those teams, Broncos and the Bengals, will play each other next Saturday, so that could be pretty exciting. But let's move on and let's look at some of the games of the week. I'm going to give you my Saturday game of the week, one in each of the day part time slots on Sunday, then look at Sunday night and Monday night football. Not as great of primetime games this week, a little bit unfortunate, but you might have other stuff going on this busy holiday weekend. My Saturday game of the day, I went with the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. Not only is this a divisional clash, but these two teams are really fighting neck and neck for the division title and a wild card spot. One will get the other. The Steelers with a win could keep putting pressure on both the Bills and the Chiefs to move up in terms of the seeding. The Ravens with a win can get back even with the Steelers and have a shot at the division and being home for the playoffs. Pittsburgh going to be without George Pickens, their good wide receiver here. Baltimore Ravens, you know, they made that trade for Deontay Johnson. They released him this week. They also have Nelson Agholor out and they have Rashad Bateman banged up. So both these teams missing some passing weapons. Could be a good old-fashioned AFC North grind it out. This is the later of the two games on Saturday today, and I think it's the better of them. In the early window tomorrow, the best game and one of the best games of the week is the 9-5 Washington Commanders hosting the 12-2 Philadelphia Eagles. These two teams clashed on a Thursday night a few weeks ago. This is the second game. The Eagles won that one. The Commanders would love to get a win at home to help secure their playoff position and also to put some pressure on the Eagles and to show that they can win games against good teams. Jalen Hurts got the passing game going last week, but they still have Saquon Barkley, and he is still within sight of chasing that historical record. He's sitting at 1,688 rushing yards. The all-time single-season record is 2,105, so still within reach with three games. He needs to have three pretty epic games, but he could get there. Jaden Daniels, meanwhile, going to be looking to keep things on track for the Commanders. The Commanders are looking good to make the playoffs. A win would, I believe, lock up their spot, so they are looking to get that win at home. In the late window, the one I'm going with, the 8-6 Seattle Seahawks hosting the 12-2 Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings quietly are tied for the best record in the NFC, but they're still second in their own division. They are chasing the Detroit Lions. Those two teams will clash in the last 2 weeks of the season. They want to stay in position to potentially jump them and get up to that first place position. So that could be a whole lot of fun. On the other side, the Seattle Seahawks, they've had a little bit of a struggle of late. Geno Smith, though, cleared, went out with a knee injury last week, but he is off the injury report, appears to be ready to start. They're 8-6, tied record-wise with the Rams on the tiebreaker, and currently are in the playoffs, which would leave Seattle out. It is, with the way things are tracking and the way that the Commanders are playing, it's very possible only one team gets in from the NFC West. The Seahawks would like it to be them. They need to win to keep putting pressure on the Rams. Those two teams will clash in the last couple of weeks of the season as well. Sunday Night Football, I mentioned this probably looked like an incredible game when they set the schedule. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 8-6, are in to play the Dallas Cowboys, who are 6-8. It looked like a great game to start the slate, but it is not so much a great game now. Cowboys beat up. They have the faintest of faint playoff chances still alive. Actually could be potentially eliminated completely by the time this game starts. The Buccaneers, meanwhile, have been one of the hottest teams. They've won four straight. They are in front in the NFC South. They want to keep it that way. They need to keep winning. They are also tracking toward potentially getting the number three seed. They leapt the Rams and the Seahawks last week. They would love to hold on to that and get a little bit of a better matchup. Monday Night Football, meanwhile, the team, the Buccaneers, if they are the three, might end up playing, which is the Green Bay Packers. They're 10-4, which is an incredible record. They're only third in their own division, which means that they are only sixth in the NFC seeds, but they are hosting the New Orleans Saints. The Saints are beat up. No Alvin Kamara in this one. Derek Carr is out in this one, so it's going to be Spencer Rattler, Kendre Miller. I don't expect this to be a good game. This is probably a little bit of a bummer for ESPN, especially since it's the December 23rd game. If you have, you know, family obligations and holiday parties, you won't miss much if you miss out on that game. But that is the Monday Night Football game this week. Well, that'll do it for games of the week. Let's take a quick look at some lineup suggestions. (Music) As always, I give you sit start suggestions. I do one start and one sit from each of the key four fantasy positions. Let's take a look back at week 15. I was 2-2 in my start recommendations. Bo Nix had three touchdowns, but the three interceptions did not help. Zay Flowers seemed to be the only one in Baltimore not to get a touchdown, so I missed on those two. I was 3-1 in my sit recommendations. Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's actually up to QB 12 on the season. He had an amazing game, finished as QB 4 last week. I still am not a big believer in him and the Jets, but you know what? He did enough. Let's look at this week. Well, I mentioned I like those Buccaneers who are red hot. And you know what? One of the reasons why is Baker Mayfield. He has found a home in Tampa Bay. He continues to thrive. He was QB 10 last season. He is QB 5 this season, and he has this team on.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
On a hot streak. I think that continues Sunday night in Dallas. My sit is CJ Stroud of the Houston Texans. He was one of the hottest quarterbacks in 2023. He got the Texans into the playoffs, helped him earn Rookie of the Year honors. But things have just not been quite the same this year. He's definitely a super flex option, but he's only QB 19 on the season. Going against the Chiefs here on Saturday, I think he will end up outside the top 12. So he is not a one QB league start for me. At the running back position, I am all over James Conner. The Cardinals drafted Trey Benson this offseason. He was supposed to be the future and a big factor down the stretch, but Conner continues to dominate on the field and dominate the backfield touches. He's RB10 on the season. He's chasing a playoff spot this week in Carolina. Amari DiMarcado is on IR. Benson is ailing and is out this week. I think Conner has less competition for touches and should be a great play. I'm firing him up. Meanwhile, I'm sitting Jaylen Warren. I talked about this being a grind it out on the ground kind of game. Warren was a great story and a great play in 2023, but it has not been the same this year. He's missed time with injuries. Even when he's been out there, his output just hasn't been consistent. He's only RB 40 on the season. They're on the road this week against a tough Ravens team. I don't think he's getting enough volume and production to make him a top 24 option. We turn to wide receivers. Another of the games I like this week is the Commanders at home against the Eagles. I'm actually calling them for the upset, and I think a big part of that is going to be Terry McLaurin, their best and most consistent wide receiver. He's developed a great connection with Jaden Daniels, already has 11 touchdown receptions this season, which is part of the reason why he is wide receiver 5, averaging more than 16 points per game. They will need him to come up big against the Eagles. I am firing him up. My sit, I feel a little less good about this one after learning that Isaac Grendo is out, but I am sitting Deebo Samuel. Look, if you survived last week with Deebo in a starting wide receiver slot for you, that's because you have an incredible rest of your team, because he just really has not been producing in fantasy what we were hoping or what you drafted. He's only wide receiver 50 on the season. He's two spots behind Stephon Diggs, who has not played a game since week 8. That kind of tells you the struggles that Deebo has had this year on the field. He's averaging less than 10 points per game. He's just not a reliable option if you were chasing a fantasy title. Finally, we're going to tight end, and my start, call it a big swing if you want, but I love what Brenton Strange has done when Evan Engram is out of the lineup. That was the case last week. He was elevated to the starting lineup. Engram is now out for the season. He saw 12 targets from Mac Jones, caught 11 of them for 73 yards. I think he's going to see that kind of volume again as they face a soft Las Vegas Raiders squad. I like Strange to put up another top 12 week at tight end. Meanwhile, my sit is Isaiah Likely of the Baltimore Ravens. You know, when the season began, Likely took off. In fact, it looked like Likely had maybe taken over a prime spot in the Ravens passing offense and had surpassed Mark Andrews. Since week one, though, he's had just two games with double-digit points. He's also had two games with 0 points. He's tight end 19 overall. He only is averaging 7.5 points per game. And with Andrews back and going strong, I just don't trust the volume and output Likely is going to get, especially in a difficult game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this one is going to be fun, but low scoring. So Likely is not in my tight end lineup this week. Well, I've given you my games of the week. I've given you some lineup suggestions. Let's end, as we always do, with some picks against the spread. In week 15, I actually did pretty well. I finished 10-6, back above 500 for the week, 123-101 overall heading into week 16. Unfortunately, I picked the Broncos as my upset on Thursday night. They were plus 2.5. They lost by a little bit more than that. So I am 123-102. Let's see if we can stay on track. I took the Houston Texans -1.5 at Kansas City. I think Houston will pull the upset today. I know Patrick Mahomes is healthy and starting, but I still like Houston this week. I took the Pittsburgh Steelers +5.5. I think the Ravens, as I mentioned, will probably get the win at home, but I think this is going to be a tight game within a field goal, so that spread was simply too big for me. Moving on to Sunday games, I took the Cincinnati Bengals -6.5 over the Cleveland Browns. Browns going to Dorian Thompson-Robinson. That does not give me a lot of encouragement. The Bengals, meanwhile, they are still alive for the playoffs, and they need to play hard. I took the New York Giants +9.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. Don't go crazy. I'm not picking the Giants to win this game. But Michael Penix Jr. getting his first start. Atlanta's offense has been sputtering a little bit of late. I think they win this game, but I don't know that they win by 10 points. That felt like too big of a spread. I took the Detroit Lions -6.5 against the Chicago Bears. I know the Lions are beat up. The Bears are just not good. I took the Indianapolis Colts -4.5 against the Tennessee Titans. The Titans, another team that displaced their quarterback, benching Will Levis in favor of Mason Rudolph. The Colts still alive in the playoff hunt. They need a win. They are at home. I think they can get it done. I took the Los Angeles Rams -3.5 at the New York Jets. I just cannot believe in the Jets. I mentioned this earlier, but I took the Washington Commanders +3.5 at home over the Eagles. I am taking the Commanders to get the outright victory. I think that is one of the upsets I am picking for this week. Arizona Cardinals -3.5 on the road in Carolina. I think the Cardinals, still with a lot to play for, will manage to pull out a victory. I took the Minnesota Vikings -2.5 on the road at Seattle. The Vikings have just been great. Seattle, they have a lot to play for, but I just don't think they have the horses. I took the Buffalo Bills -13.5 at home against New England. The Bills are chasing the Chiefs for that number one seed. If the Chiefs fall today, which I am predicting that they will, the Bills have a great chance to pick up a game on them. This is basically a pick 'em, but I took Jacksonville Jaguars -0.5 on the road in Las Vegas. You know, it's a real toss-up. Neither of these teams are great, but I think the Jags can get the win. I took the Miami Dolphins -1.5 at home against the Dolphins. Two beat-up teams that have underperformed this year. 49ers likely starting Patrick Taylor at running back. The Dolphins going to be without Jalen Waddle. Tyreek Hill is banged up. So expect a heavy dose of Jonnu Smith and Devon at Ah-chain. Sunday Night Football, I took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -3.5 against the Dallas Cowboys. The Buccaneers are hot. I think they remain hot and move closer to locking up a playoff spot. Meanwhile, Monday Night Football, I mentioned it. This game does not look like it's going to be too competitive. I took the Green Bay Packers -13.5 over the New Orleans Saints. That is tied for the biggest spread of the week. And we've seen the Saints play somewhat competitive with interim coach Darren Rizzi. I just don't think they have the horses with Spencer Rattler going and Kendre Miller. The Packers have been a very good team, both defensively and on the offensive side of the ball. I think they get it done. So that'll do it for week 16. Before I get out of here, one comment, full PPR, sitting Stroud and playing Cooper Rush. I get the impulse. I think I still have Stroud slightly higher than Rush in my overall rankings, but I am not high on Stroud this week. As I mentioned, I think he has not been the same as the high-end QB that we saw in 2023. Their pass offense a little dysfunctional, and that's really hurt Tank Dell. That is a player too that if I have other options, I actually would consider benching in this one because we just haven't seen consistent production, and we haven't seen consistently high-end production. I think Nico Collins and Joe Mixon are the only Texans I feel real strongly about playing for the Houston Texans offense. That'll do it for me this week. That'll do it for the Week 16 preview. I'll be back again next Saturday looking at Week 17. Just getting real close to the end of the season. Hope you guys have a wonderful week. Best of luck in all your fantasy semifinals. Hope to see a lot of you guys in the championship game next week.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.